begin by having note that the first item on the agenda was added Monday night in the discussion that was presented by Legislator Buich. I would advise that the attendees this evening, the discussion you're about to hear is going to have a lot of legal terms used and discussion on procedure and Robert's Rules of Order and things like that. The terminology will also be discussed and clarified. Mr. Buich, I'll turn the floor over to you as you requested this to be added.
Thank you, Sean. I'd like to start, Mr. Chairman, about amending this resolution to not be a rescind proposal. This is meant to be a pause until we can get some information from the state to see if we can go anywhere with them amending County Law 217. This may take a little time, so therefore I'm requesting this pause to allow this to happen. This will only take a simple majority vote. This is not to stop the project. At that time, if we have some concrete information that shows us that that legislature and governor would be willing to amend County Law 217 to allow shared jails, then I would then asked to have a resolution to cancel this project. But at this time, this is what I am looking to do.
I don't know that we can do it with the resolution that's been approved.
So the discussion point here is previous board action has authorized the commencement of the jail project, including the awarding of bids that were done through a competitive bidding process. That work is done. That is a final action that this board has already conducted. The process at this point to commence the construction of the project is we're down to really the final issuances of a few permits that might be had within a week, maybe two, and at which point the order to proceed would be given. So as Mr. Buich has noted here, the notation of rescinding, and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, Mike, requires a vote, and it requires a supermajority vote, where two-thirds of the elected body would need to vote in affirmative action. And even though there's 14 members here, we have a point system that is divided between each of the legislative seats. In round numbers, what you would need to receive is 10 of the 14 members voting to rescind the project, which is an actionable item if the board so chooses. Having a discussion earlier with Mike, the notation of seeking comment from the state as to the amendment to County Law 217. For those of you who don't know 217, it's a state law. This board cannot amend that law. That law can only be amended by action of the state legislature, and then approval by the governor of the state. Prior to the final issuance of permits, I think what Mike is asking for is dialogue to be had to see if there would be, I'll use my word, Mike, a momentum or an acknowledgement that, in fact, 217 could be amended. The mechanical problem is the state legislature in this session will complete their work by June 29th or June 30th. So nothing will happen in this session. We would have to wait until January when the legislature reconvenes, and it would have to go to both houses, and there's a Senate and there's an Assembly, and each of those respective bodies would need to pass a bill, and then that bill would have to go through a compromise motion, and then if it's both approved, it would go to the governor, but it would be totally outside of the control of the county. if this, so therefore, the notion of going to the state between now and, let's say, the end of this month, when the final permits would be issued, the question would be is, what is the actionable item that we could receive from the state that would then allow this board to deliberate as to whether or not that product would result in a supermajority vote to then rescind the project to date. And that's a tall order, I will be honest with you. As I mentioned, the bids have been let, the bids have been awarded, contractors are moving, there is considerable money that has been already spent. And the risk we run that if whatever the product that we receive from the state that would indicate that there could be an amendment, if it doesn't come to fruition, then we would come back here again and we would recommence the project at next year, or I suppose fiscal 21, depending on how long we wait. And does the board have a confidence level that you're willing to wait that long if you were not successful in changing law? Certainly when you reconvene your project may be more expensive at that time, financing may be more expensive, or conversely, there could be a recognition that County 217 could be amended, and at which point the legislation of every county having to have a jail within its boundaries may be moot. So I think the decision amongst the 14 board members is, what gamble do you want to take about which way this decision could go? Do you want a county jail? Would you be amenable to boarding out or some other means other than the construction of a project? And are you willing to wait 1 year? Because, again, you're not going to get that done in this fiscal year. And what happens if you don't get it done in next fiscal year? At what point do you say we can't get it done, or at what point do we say we can get it done? And I don't have a crystal ball on that. I'm trying to explain this thing as neutral as I can, but certainly the prospects of delaying, since the bid awards have been made, contractors are ordering material, they're ordering all those things, it's about to arrive on site. If we cancel these contracts, if the product that we received from the state indicated the possibility of change, we certainly would be going to court for liquidated damages on these contracts that have been already approved by board resolution. And at what point are we willing to make that decision? Mike, I don't mean to put words in your mouth.
No, I think so far, Sean, you've explained everything as well as I would, for sure. But this goes back to last year and the work I had done on looking into shared. And a couple of things comes back from the state level with our assembly people and our senator, is that they respect home rule. That whatever the majority of this board, they would support at the state level. And all I'm simply asking is the weight of this board through a simple vote or agreement, that it allows someone who leads our county as Sean and our legal team as an Ed to really pursue and get some type of documentation from the three branches of government at the state level that say yay or nay, and then we go forward. If they say nay, then there's nothing more we can do, and I'm not here to stand in the way of construction or increasing the cost on construction. But I really do believe that if they're presented with some concrete weight behind it, that they may give us the information we need to pursue this. And this is what I'm asking for.
The only question is there a halfway for a pause and reconsider rather than rescind? That's what Mike was asking for, was an amendment to this. And I don't know that it exists with the time constraints that we have once a resolution is approved for contractual obligation.
Well, maybe we take this motion off, and that's just the motion is a simple vote that whether it's an up or down vote by majority to allow us as a board to put weight behind Sean and maybe Ed approaching these state government bodies to push them for an answer, whether it's through mail, certified mail, whether it's we give them a checklist of the things they may support or not support and ask for them to give us an answer by a potentially said date so it doesn't harm a construction season, especially if the answer is no.
So I think you're still under contractual obligation with a resolution that's been approved already.
You're right. As I've mentioned, the board has already taken action on the awarding of bids. We are at this point,
that was the vote.
Right. We are legally bound. For further background, this issue of a regional jail, if you understand the terminology, a regional jail is like our community college, where it's jointly owned by numerous counties. It could be one, or it could be two, it could be three. Just like Columbia Green is. For years in the Senate, there was a bill to create such legislation. But the way that the legislature works in Albany is you have to have a twin bill in the Assembly to go with the Senate bill in order for them to merge and go to the governor. And there was never an Assembly bill that came out of committee. So that Senate bill sat there by itself. Over these number of years that we have been discussing this jail, that point has always been discussed with our state reps, is can there be support to create an Assembly twin to legislation, and that's a $64 question, and my crystal ball isn't that clear, but certainly I believe it's 8 years or 9 years in a row the Senate had a bill that never got a twin. There was never concurrence to do shared or regional facilities. Will we get it if we ask it? I don't know. Again, this board cannot change the state law. Only the state legislature and the governor have the power to make this change.
So realistically, how much time do we have before we would lose the construction season?
A few weeks,
like the end of May?
Yeah, my anticipation after discussing with the permitting agencies is our permits will be issued in 10 days, 2 weeks time frame.
And then they would start work on...
And that would be the final release of the project.
If we were to delay, suppose we couldn't get it done to January, isn't that in effect the same as rescinding?
It is rescinding.
You would be canceling contracts.
So you would have to pay the liquidation amounts. You would have to rebid again to decide if we wanted to build again, correct?
You would start all over again. And that's part of the dilemma, is that we spent a lot of money today, probably in excess of $4 million, maybe $5 million to date. As I said, this board has approved resolutions, have awarded contracts to seven primary contractors. I assure you, they are securing materials, setting up their work schedules, etc. That would all have to stop, and we would go to court and debate liquidated damages for breaching the contracts that have already been approved by this board.
So I'm looking at the terms here. So if we were to pause, we can pause for a few weeks.
Well, I don't want to get caught up on technicality. If there's not an ability to move forward yet because we don't have the final permit, I'm not sure it's a pause. It's just we're waiting for final action in our permitting process. If within that time we go to the state and ask for a definitive answer, if we come back, then you could cancel the contract by a supermajority vote, and it all goes away, except the $6 or $7 million that you've already spent, and whatever liquidated damages. So it's a huge dilemma. And what I'm also concerned with is what is the product, what is the definitive language that we would seek to receive back from the state that would allow this legislature to evaluate whether or not they want to take the risk of canceling the project. You know, language can be
can be not specific. It could be, we'll look at it, or would it be, we will definitively have a bill on the governor's desk. So where in the midst of that language would it give this board confidence that they're willing to take the risk of the, not only the stoppage of the contracts that have been awarded to date, then we wait a whole year, and if then the legislature doesn't act, do you put a drop-dead date in fiscal 20 when you say, okay, they haven't acted by this date, so therefore we return, then we would have to rebid the project and experience whatever changes in the bid pricing that would take place in fiscal 2020 based upon an increase of steel costs, cement costs, labor costs, borrowing costs, et cetera. Will the project cost more money in the future if you couldn't get the legislation changed? That's a dilemma. That's a very serious dilemma.
Sean, also, I'd like to add into that if we go that route, can we construct a sheriff's office and maybe perhaps a temporary holding cells right behind our courthouse on land that we already own? About that, could we go to the state and say, well, we're willing to construct something, you know, something temporary, and then if they are found and they are convicted and they have to be incarcerated for a certain amount of time, then we do send them to Albany or Columbia or Ulster.
The state would have no action regarding a construction project for an administration building for the sheriff.
Well,
what you have
I'm
there
not talking
is
about administration. I'm also talking about temporary hold. Something temporary. Now, again, that's not in the law, but neither is a shared jail in the law.
You need to be careful with the term temporary. If you're going to go any more than 4 hours, okay, then you're talking about having a 24/7 man staff, mm-hmm, and medical facilities and kitchen facilities, et cetera, et cetera. The way the temporary jail is working today, by closure of the primary jail, is that we can only hold an arrestee detainee for no more than 4 hours. At that point, they have to be shipped to a permanent holding cell at a surrounding county.
But could that be amended or adjusted as you're asking about the shared jail? So that takes out the requirement of recreational space and all the
other. If you would build a sheriff administration building that would only consider 4 hours of holding, then you would not need a kitchen, you would not need recreation, you would not need medical. And you would basically just build an administration building for the sheriff, and you could do it on site when you tear down the existing facility. Absolutely.
That would be my concern.
Sean, with the the way we anticipate what is currently New York State law, right, and we anticipate what's going to happen as far as incarceration, how long do you feel that the average person in a temporary jail would be there, time-wise?
4 hours.
It can't be more than 4 hours.
Right,
4 hours.
Then
it's processing time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's basically enough time to get your picture taken, your fingerprints, your processing, et cetera. Right.
Get yourself a
jail
order.
Right. And then you're shipped.
Okay.
4 hours. 4 hours maximum.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Sean, I really think the main purpose of this is really focused around what the state has already done. And they've done it in a rapid fashion. And some can say it was a knee-jerk reaction they did to pass these laws, but these are the laws. And so the reality is, in 2 years' time, we construct this jail, and we may have only 25 inmates in a jail that costs us $44, $47 million. That's the problem. So I'm not trying to stop, construction if it's actually warranted. And I got to think that the state, with that, the governor's office especially, with their shared services initiative, along with this bail reform, this would be a model for them. And just thinking back when this was all in the works and we were talking about shared services, there was a reward also on the plate from the state for entering into something like this. Now, that might not be the case anymore, But that financial award would have taken care of what we paid out and may pay out in punitive damages if we cancel the project. If there is some concrete confirmation in some way, how we can get it, I do not know, from the state that says we are going to be pursuing this on amending County Law 217.
I don't know what the product could be from the state and from what office. Again, you get the two houses, you get the Senate and the Assembly, followed by the governor's office. So I could go to Albany and see the legislative leadership of each, and I could get a lukewarm here, and I could get an absolute positive here. It's, will that come to fruition in 12 months' time or 18 months' time that you can change the law? I don't know. I can't answer that.
Find out.
Really, what this is simply about is not to, in these words, rescind, which stops this project, cancels this project. This is really just us as a board by majority, if it's required, even to allow Sean with our weight, and then once our weight is behind Sean, then we have the weight of our assembly person and our senator, because they respect home rule. Now, we're at least looking into this. And I got to say, it may be a long shot. I would want to see some concrete documentation, someone signing something that says we are going to put this on for this risk-taking to take place. That, for me, would be worth it to have that risk, to go that route. Anything less than that, Sean, quite honestly, I don't think we can actually commit to from them to actually happen. That's why I want to find that out first, before we go ahead and approve that type of money for potentially those few inmates.
So Mike, I had phone calls today, as I'm sure everybody else did, from people around the county. And I asked several of those people a question with a very similar point that you were just saying, where our numbers are down so low. There's a reason that they're that low. Our district attorney, Joe Stanzione, has made significant improvements within our own system here that has helped those numbers out. But with the new bail reform, we went back to Joe after April 1st, after the budget was passed. We asked him to take two random days out of every month, take that existing population, apply the new laws to it, and see what it did for our numbers. And you're aware of this. So when these people are calling me today, they need to understand how we got, or how we will be at those lower numbers in the mid-20s to 30. We're going to put sexual predators on the street awaiting trial.
No, that's not the law. The law. That's not the law. The sexual predators are exempt from that.
No, you said it yourself. Some of the county's other
non-violent felonies. Non-violent.
Nobody was home when he did it. It's not a violent felony. This is from our own district attorney. This is how we're getting these numbers. And I don't disagree with you.
That law might not change for 10 years.
But we've pulled tools out of a toolbox of the criminal justice system that are very useful tools for public safety.
They're also tools that prey on poor people.
What's the law? Don't go to I just don't know that there's a way to go to
an amendment to pause. I don't know if there's a way to pause this. It's already approved.
I think it's either to go forward.
There's always a way.
There's always
a way to stop and think.
Well, that's rescinding an approved resolution. That's what I'm saying.
Man, look at the damages. I lost something million.
How long do we have? How long do we have before they start charging us?
You're not ripping a contract up. You're pausing.
Someone asked the time frame. It's probably a couple of weeks. It's probably.
Okay.
Can we work as a team for the next couple of weeks? We are all on the same team. This is our community. We can figure out a way to look at the options.
Yeah.
We want to go to Albany. We want your help. We are your community.
We're paying for this.
You said you wanted to go.
Right.
Correct.
We are willing to go with you.
Yes. Woo!
So what I don't see is a quick resolution on something from the state.
The only thing I could suggest is that we perhaps schedule another meeting sometime before the end of the month, or the last week of June.
Stop putting us off. We want this now.
Let me finish, please. If you want legislative action, we got to have a meeting, okay? If we scheduled another meeting.
What is this?
I'm sorry?
Whoa.
This is a meeting.
Whoa.
This is a meeting. You could entertain a motion tonight to rescind. You could. If you schedule another meeting, and in that time, we go to Albany, if you get what you want, you come back to that meeting and you rescind and you take the consequences of canceling the contract. But what I'm fearful of is, what is the definitive language that you're going to seek that would give you the confidence that the law will be changed and we won't just rebuild this jail in 2 years?
Let's come up with it now.
Well, yes, I was just about to say that. It's up to you as a board. What is the language that you would seek for this to impact your decision-making process?
I'd like to see a letter signed by the governor that said that he'll do it.
Okay. Thank you. That's good.
So a letter from the governor and a letter from the two leaders saying that they move forward this, and then we rescind?
Well, here's a question for you, though. You can have anything you want from the governor. He's not absolute power. He's not a czar. He's not a dictator. He still needs the assembly. He still needs the Senate.
Absolutely.
So whether you go up there, if you guys, say it was hypothetically tabled, and you said, give us, land the plane. Are we going to hit the mountain or we crash in the ocean? We're asking for guidance. Get the Speaker of the House and the head of the Senate. Can they pull it off? Yes or no?
Right.
Yes, they can.
If they can, they will.
We don't know that, but it's worth
that's
asking.
True.
And if they can't give us that information, if they can't put themselves out on this for us, then I can't say that you shouldn't move forward.
Right.
Because we just don't know.
Right.
Either way, it's still up to this body whether to build it or not.
That's exactly
right. Yes.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Correct. Well, the size. So just so I don't know how many are aware or who's not aware, we have a resolution that's passed up to an 80-bed facility. Subsequent to the April 1st passing of the state budget and the new laws that were there, as I said, we went back to our own system here and applied laws to existing incarcerated personnel. And we've come down in size on that to what we believe is going to be a 16-bed female pod and a 32-bed male pod, 48 cells. That includes all of the special housing requirements that the CFC has. We're at 48 right now, which is smaller than what we had over here on Main Street in Catskill, and it's smaller than the recommendation from the API committee that we had. So I think that this body is doing its due diligence.
Is it double bump? Is it double?
And I do think that this body has decided they want to move forward with a facility in our county by virtue of two resolutions that were passed, one for bonding and one for awarding bids. If you want to rescind the award for the bids,
then we rescind, we vote to do that. And otherwise, this moves forward.
And those bids on 48, what were the bids on? What were they bidding on?
It was the entire construction project.
And how many beds and pods?
What's the cost now?
That was for the resolution that was passed with up to 80 beds.
What's the cost of 48 beds?
So let's get into some weeds here. You have to understand that the housing units of the facility are really separate buildings. Okay, it's a separated entity from the main building. The individual cells actually come in pairs.
Yeah.
They're pre-constructed in advance and they're shipped in. So there's a left door and there's a right door, if you will. And in the middle chaseway is where all your plumbing and electrical is. So this building was always modular all along. Now you could add a two-pack or take out a two-pack, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've come through the project, you know, 6 years ago we were 130-some cells. Then it was, I don't know, 108. Then it was 98. Then it was, the resolution was 80. A month ago it was 64, now it's 48. Part of the technical problem is, though, it was bid at 80, it was awarded at 80. The ability to shrink the project now will be accomplished to what's called negative change orders, which have to be negotiated because they have bona fide awards right now. We will do it. We can do it. We estimate that the reduction, in essence, what we've done here is the pods, remember pods is where the cells are. There were three. There was a female pod and there were two male pods.
Well, there were four originally.
And the fourth one went away a long time ago. When we looked at the alternatives of how to shrink the bed space, again, if you think of this two cells, and because there's two floors, that's four. So if you're going to remove anything, you got to remove four of them together, and then you got another wall behind you. So in order to be symmetrical and keep HVAC, you're actually moving eight. And then the pod just goes like this. Everybody follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that was an option to look at how to reduce cell count. Another item was to just remove the second floor. Don't build the second floor and save yourself. What we ended up believing was the most cost-effective, save the most, and kept the construction schedule intact was to just not build the third pod or the second male pod of 32 beds. Just eliminate it altogether. Leave it on paper, if you will, so that if in the future things change, you could just simply come back and add a pod, which the whole design of this campus had that notion all along. Pods could always be added later on, but the infrastructure of the primary building would be able to take on that additional space. The removal of this pod, we estimate, is between $3.5 or $4 million in cost savings. It's in the grand scheme of the total project, it's not a lot because all you're really removing are these two pods that are joined together. These two cells, these twins that are together. The rest of the campus, you don't change the size of your water line or your sewer line, all those types of things. That all remains the same. So we can do that. We will, if the project does go forward, we will issue negative change orders and make those adjustments going forward. What Pat mentioned was when we reviewed, so the bail reform happened kind of at the last minute with budget adoption. Kind of came out of nowhere. I would admit that all along from the last couple years, we anticipated that there would be bail reform and that we would have some shrinkage potential. But when you look at our history of who we call a detainee, our local magistrates, and forgive me, our local magistrates aren't putting someone in because they were stupid. A simple drug offense was not lending somebody typically into a detainee status with a bail placed upon them. We looked at our inmate, what I call the inmate inventory, and the people that were being held were being held for pretty significant things. And granted, bail is not the denial of bail is not meant to incarcerate. Bail is meant to bring somebody back for a court appearance. I believe that this bail reform that just got adopted is draconian, and we're going to rue the day fairly soon. So what we did is we took two dates, we went back to December, and we took two dates in every month. We started with December 5th, December 20th, January 5th, January 20th, all the way up to May 5th. We took the inventory of who was being housed on those days, a kind of a random sample of who was being housed. And we applied the new bail reform regulations. And the trough, or the base, if you will, came down to 22. The peak was at 36. And the average was 28. So when you have 48 cells, be careful with the terminology 48 cells. Because many of those cells are special housing units, medical units, ADA compliance units, special classification, or what's crudely called suicide watch. So you only had about 36 general population cells, and the evaluation we just did, we had a peak of 36 general population personnel. So is 48 a right sizing of our needs? Regardless of the fact that you could board out, I'm just trying to explain the reevaluation of what's the right size. And you could probably change that. Something will happen tomorrow and it'll make a change. So I don't think 48 is too many, because it's not 48, it's really 36.
How many change orders have you already issued?
None yet.
Nothing yet.
How
much material have you bought already?
Couldn't tell you that, because those are contractors who are moving on approved bids that this board already adopted. They're ordering stuff. I can guarantee you, because they want to be in the ground in May. So the long story, to go back to Mike's original notation here, yes, we could go to Albany. It does not delay the project. The project would still move forward with a drop-dead date that we come back here. And if you have a definitive language, however you define that, does this board then have the confidence that that definitive language could be the ultimate change next year? And are you willing to walk away from the expenses to date, take the risk that you will get the legislation changed, and then if you don't, then we're right back here again, we're going to rebid a project, and we're going to start over again, and we're going to spend more money. That's the risk.
Sean, what was the estimate on the savings coming down to 48?
It was roughly $3.5 to $4 million.
Thank you.
So I think we should, I agree with Mike's point, and if we can get a definitive answer, and then we have to make a decision. But if we don't get a definitive answer, then this is the route we're going to have to. We don't have a choice. We're going to have to go down.
Right now, we're on a route.
Right. So Mike and a few of us have asked that we look into this. So if we can get a definitive answer by the end of the month, whatever.
I agree with your statement, but let's not presume that we haven't asked up until this point.
Correct.
We have, we've made phone calls. We've called people. It's not as if we haven't called.
Well,
this isn't a light bulb going off all
well,
of a sudden.
Let's get a statement. We don't. I don't. I never received a statement from them.
Correct. You're right. I haven't either.
So then let's ask them for a written statement. I think that's what we're asking. And then we move forward. And I voted yes, so I will go along with it. But I think that this question needs to be answered.
Well, what's defined as moving forward right now?
Moving forward is what you just had asked for.
Resolutions.
We have to do something. But I think
in addition to
asking about the shared service, I would also like for them to be asked, would they consider a temporary holding facility as well? Both questions should be asked. If we don't get an answer, then we move forward with your project.
Well, we move forward no matter what.
Exactly.
Right now, that's what's approved. So
yes,
if you don't want to move
that.
Forward as it's approved,
I,
you would need to
send
those motions.
I'm well aware of that. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I'm well aware.
Okay.
May I address the
question? So that's where Mike's at now. He's got the motion there that he wanted to amend. I don't believe there's a way to pause.
But there would be no motion this evening.
Yeah, there would be. Exactly.
Right.
Then we're going forward as we are.
Yes, but with a commitment that will make the inquiry.
And that can be easily done.
Well,
and
that,
we
that's where we are.
Can you table it? Give them 2 weeks?
I don't think you need to.
There's no motion on the floor.
The only thing that we would need to do is schedule a special meeting some point in 2 weeks. That would take action.
And then have Albany give us a definitive answer.
If
they gave us something that was worth having another meeting over. Otherwise, like Pat says, this is still proceeding forward. And I don't want to have a motion to rescind. I'm looking for the weight of this body through the simple majority so that our current senator and assemblyman for our district know that we're looking at this because their main concern was they respected home rule.
I've personally spoken to both.
Right.
In the last week.
And they respect home rule.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's all I'm asking for. This board. And then the project, as it moves forward, but we're going to have to say it's going to have to be within a 2 week time period. So if we don't get anything back from them, that this project starts. And I understand that.
And I understand that as well.
Yeah. Okay, we're there. So what are we doing here tonight? We're there already. But we'll specify what we're looking for.
I thought that it would be best to have a resolution, that there is a resolution presented to our assemblyman, our senator, the two legislative houses in Albany, and the governor's office, to look into this and to give us some concrete answer. The weight of this home rule board. That's really what this is about.
They're more likely to consider it.
So where's the trigger that says we need a meeting within the next 2 weeks?
That's what I'm saying. What Sean's talking about is if they came back and said, yes, we're putting this on the table come January, then Sean is saying we would have to have a meeting to discuss then rescinding the project in 2 weeks as a special meeting. I believe, Sean, that's what you were meaning by that.
That's correct. Right. At some point, you would need to get a response, however you define response,
yep.
And then act on it at that time.
But Sean, I would also like to include something about a temporary facility as well in that request to the state.
So we would need a resolution to see if the state of New York would amend County Law 217 with the following being options. A, a temporary jail, a temporary holding cell. B, shared jail. C, regional jail. D, continue boarding out. I mean, all of those are right now restricted by the Commission of Corrections.
They're restricted by the state of New York.
For the next two or whatever number of weeks we're talking about, but it's going to have to be a very, very concentrated timeline to get things done in particular order. The first thing is the language. You need to know exactly what you want the state of New York to do.
I think the biggie is that they need to amend County Law 217 that allows for the sharing of county jails. And then home rule takes back over again. And that home rule is simply Sean's meeting to decide with a supermajority, Pat, whether or not you go forward with the project as is at that time or you rescind it. Because you have that concrete information from them and you're willing to take that risk that they're going to amend that law come the next
session.
Yeah, but if you amend that, Mike, how are they going to decipher which counties can join it?
Why? They don't have to.
Home rule.
It becomes home rule. It becomes.
It provides an alternative, and you choose the alternative.
You can decide to build still. Every county can, but legally, it amends a state statute that right now forbids us from sharing a jail. And so that's the biggie. From my perspective.
Now, I don't often agree with Mr. Lawrence, but I agree with him.
At this time,
acceptable letter that we put together. together and get a definitive answer. I think that's all, that's the point.
Then I would ask that at some point in the next, let's say, 10 days, we call for a meeting to be held before the end of the month, and in the meantime, we march north and see what we get.
We need to get the board approved for that, because a lot of people here haven't said a word. So, you know what?
Good point.
Should we get an approval to do that? Or?
That's really good.
I don't want to be the one controlling the conversation. I don't think Bill does or Mike does.
So all I need is a motion and a second.
Motion.
I make the motion. Send the letter.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
I'm opposed.
One. Two. Aye. Motion passes.
We are your community. We're here to help. We want to help you get that answer.
So if there is no response back by the end of the month, this moves as approved. Vote, please.
I agree. All right. We had a motion and a passed.
It's a little confusing. Did you say we're still? He just said that we're going to get a letter and then move forward. You said that we're continuing to move forward. What is it?
Both.
How can it be both?
We're going to send a letter that needs a response before the end of this month.
Unless you rescind the two actions previously tonight, the project and my permitting process, my redesign down to 48 cells, all that work is continuing. So that if we don't get the answer that's being requested, as soon as that last permit is issued, trucks are showing up on 9W. If we get a response, we meet back here, and then the board has to decide a number of things. Is the language sufficient enough for you to risk the delay? Is it not because you want the jail in the county anyways? That's, you have a right to that opinion. Either way, you have to go at that point.
May I have permission to speak?
Hold on. No. Hold on. Mr. Lubau.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
He did.
No one's going to have trouble hearing me, I'm sure.
2 minutes.
I'm sorry?
2 minutes.
Well, before I talk about the jail, I want to say thank you for recognizing Mr. Holman. 1986. He's the third person in my house when my daughter had a seizure. And he's a great asset to our community. And I'm a survivor of the original Spring Rush in 1982. Yes, I'm that old. For those of you that don't know me on the board, my name is Greg Lubau. I'm an attorney in Tattersall, New York. I've been practicing there for 42 years. I'm a criminal defense lawyer. For 27 years, I was a county public defender. I talk to each and every one of you individually if you don't know me, and I'll tell you all about my bona fides. Mr. Buehlich, this bail reform didn't come up overnight. Back in 2017, we told Mr. Grodin, the ATI committee, we were talking about this for years already. It's been on the books. It's been in the works. What changed was the Democrats took over the Senate. Whether you like that or not, it's the law. It wasn't just knee-jerk. Mr. Linger, whoever told you that sex offenders are going to be released, they're wrong. The law specifically exempts and cuts out any sex offense, Article 130, I'll be happy to show it to you, is from not going in front of a judge. No one is getting released if they're charged with a sex offense, except on bail if they earn it, if they deserve it. So it's not, no sexual predators are being released to the streets.
Well, we have documentation that showing that the criminal sexual act in the third degree of prostitution would be released.
Prostitution?
Really?
I'm not going to claim anything. I'll show you the law. Matt, I have 2 minutes. I'll be happy to show it to you. I appreciate that you're going to do this. So here's the situation. You've been saving millions of dollars by not having a jail this year. So any money that you're going to have to pay in liquidated damages, and I don't know what that number is, but whatever, if you adjourn this, if you pause this for a year, if it takes a year to get this right, it's worth it. Because you're saving millions of dollars by not operating a jail. Let's start with that. Whatever your liquidated damages might be, I can assure you that some of it, at least, will be offset by the savings by not having a jail, number one. Number two, I've looked at those numbers as well. And I can tell you that I looked at the numbers for the past 2 months at different days, just picking out no specific date. Today, there are 28 people in your jail. One person has been there since January 2016. But he's not in jail. He's a person who has a psychiatric issue. He's right now, he's boarded out to the Central New York Psychiatric Center where he is. He will be there no matter what. He'll have to be boarded out. That leaves 27, quote-unquote, regular people in the custody of the Greene County Sheriff. Of those 27, four of them are charged with a Class E felony or a misdemeanor that would not allow them that they would never have seen a judge. They would have been given an appearance ticket, and they never would have gone to jail. That's four people. So 27, that takes you down to 23. There are four people in the jail that are charged with drug charges. Now, they have the cop would have the right to put them in jail, to bring them in front of a judge, but the judge is required to release them on the least restrictive conditions to get them back to court. Those four people would likely be released. You're now down to 19. And that's just today's numbers. And there are more to look at. What I'm telling you, and look, I've had 42 years of practicing criminal law. In the month of February and March, I spent a total of a week, total time in Albany, lobbying the governor, the assembly, and the Senate on on bail reform, on the budget, on all of that. I've spoken to every one of them. This is not something they did knee-jerk. There's another part to this criminal justice reform, and I'm speaking quickly, not that I don't have to. Here's discovery reform. The new discovery bill starts January 1st. The district attorney has to turn over his entire file, virtually, to the defense within 15 days of the arraignment. The cops have to get their paperwork and all their computer stuff to the defense, to the DA, and give it to the defense within 15 days of the arraignment. Right now, some of that stuff doesn't get to the defense until the day of trial. So what's the defense going to do? Now they have all this information, and they're obligated to act on it. So within 15 days of the arraignment, the defense is going to be evaluating their cases. What's going to happen is that the prosecutor's be evaluating his case. He'll see the strengths and the weaknesses. The defense will see the strengths and weaknesses, and plea bargains will be speeded up. People will be making deals faster because they will see the strengths and weaknesses of each other's case, and that's the reality of discovery reform, and that's another part of this new thing that's going to start January 1st. You have people in your jail that have been there since September, October, November, December, are charged with felonies. Those people, their cases would be resolved. This deals with average length of stay. Fewer people will be going into the jail, number one, and I can tell you right now I got the number potentially down to 18 today. Fewer people are going to your jail, number one. Number two, they'll be staying for shorter periods of time. That's going to be the reality starting January 1st. What I'm asking you to do is, you want to go see the governor, you want the governor to give you an answer. What we should have done was a year ago when we asked, go do a study, because you're saying to the governor, we think these are the numbers. You didn't do a study, but you know, if my daughter wanted to drive the car, show me you know how to drive the car. Well, I'll take it. You put something in front of the governor, you put something in front of them.
Wind this up, please.
Okay. All I'm saying is, there are a lot of things to do. I'll be happy to go with you to see Mr. Hastie. Be happy to go with you to see the Senate. Joe, I saw Joe yesterday. He and I disagree on some of those numbers. Maybe you can ask me. I'm the guy in Greene County, and I hate to say it this way, but I have more criminal justice experience than anybody else.
Mike, do you need your motion still to rescind or no?
I would like to withdraw that motion to rescind, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are you okay to move ahead?
Thank you.